All right then. So how do we begin? What shall be our how do we start now?
Well, I'm Amy, and this is Trey, and it's Saturday night, and I've been told we're here to record some commentary.
That's right.
So here's the deal. We're gonna start with the original Pink Five, and I just said to Trey, I said, look, what can we possibly talk about that we haven't
because
already?
Because we've done interview after interview, and we always tell the story of how and why we made Pink Five.
Right.
And it feels like everyone has to know that story. You must know that story. But I get email after email of people going, so how'd you make it? Or people ask me in person or
right.
something like that.
So this is it, people. This is the last time, the last time that I'm willing ever to tell this story.
And then we'll never speak of it again.
Ever. Okay, let's roll this. All right, okay. Let's roll this.
Before we actually roll it, when was it? Was it 2002 that we shot Pink Five? Does that sound right? You think it was 2003?
Really? Yeah, because I wasn't 21.
Okay.
I would have been after that.
We first started working together in 2001.
February. And it wasn't that summer.
It wasn't that year, no. It was after Alien Dog was over.
Right.
It was not the immediate following spring because we shot it in like April.
I don't remember.
2002. I think 2002.
Was it?
Yeah. 2002. So we're coming up on 5 years ago. And we're still right. talking about it.
All right.
Go figure.
Problem is, so far back, we can't remember what year it was.
I don't even know. It's like we're doing commentary on Birth of a Nation or
I can
something.
Remember the day that my wisdom teeth were taken out, but I can't remember the year that we started Pink Five.
I think it was 2002. Someone look it up and get back to us. Anyway, for what it's worth, we're going to watch Pink Five, which we haven't watched in a long time.
Speak for yourself.
When did you watch it?
I watch it every day.
Okay. I've learned not to ask. All right, so for the benefit of folks who haven't listened to our other commentaries, here's how it works. In a moment, I'm going to have you pause this commentary, and in the pause, go to Adam Films and open up Pink Five, the original Pink Five, the very first movie. There should be links on the page you're looking at. Should be fairly easy to find. And start it going, and you will first see the commercial that Adam Films will put on the beginning, and then Pink Five itself will start, and it will start with the blue Long Ago in a Galaxy Far Away text. That will fade in, and it will fade out. And when it fades out, that's when you press play on this commentary, because we're going to start talking just when the Pink Five logo appears on the screen and the crawl starts. And be sure to mute the player that's playing the movie. Obviously, you want to hear us talk instead. Make sense? Okay, so here we go. Get ready to pause. 3, 2, 1, pause. So should we tell the standard opening of the story, which is, I wrote this little script, and I said, hey, Amy, I've got this little script. It'll right. take about an hour or two.
We'd already been working together at this point and done some other little projects, but nothing, no standalone pieces that, you know, had short film merit.
Yeah. And this was not going to be one either.
Right. It was supposed to be, and this is my line, Trey lied to me and said, you know, this is never going to see the light of day. I have this green screen and I have this helmet and can we kind of just do this thing? I've got this studio and, you know, let's do it. And I said, okay, fine.
And there wasn't that much importance to it. And in fact, I remember the first day we were actually going to do it, you canceled the last minute because you wanted to go out. And I think you went surfing, if I recall correctly. And then we ended up doing about 2 weeks after the original time we were going to do it.
That's weird. I don't surf.
I know.
That was probably a lie, Trey.
I thought it was weird because, you know, as far as I know, you'd never touch the ocean. So
I don't like the ocean.
But you like the beach.
I do like the beach.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, look, there you are on screen.
So this was a Sunday, I think, and I don't have a stitch of makeup on my face here. I think I rolled out of bed from some
party. I picked you up at
before.
Your place. I think you'd just gotten up. But you didn't know, you'd never really seen Star Wars and what you had seen.
I had not seen the three Star Wars movies until they were re-released in the mid to late 90s as their special editions or whatever.
Right.
So certainly when you gave me this script, it had all sorts of words in it that I didn't know how to pronounce,
Tatooine.
Like Tatooine, and I didn't know who the guy with the bad haircut was. Yeah. And
we were pretty much just winging it anyway. I mean, I had a rough idea of the script, but it wasn't like I knew what was going to be around you or behind you. And I didn't really think it would be anything. We'd never finish it.
Well, that's what you said.
Yeah. It's just you and a blue screen. There's absolutely nothing really there. And all this stuff was done by me just playing around later.
I'm sitting in an office chair here. That's
holding a broom
all
handle.
There was a swivel office chair. And I said, well, I need something to kind of play with, pretend like there's a joystick. So there was a broom nearby and I grabbed the broom handle.
You're just holding it next to your knee.
Right. And that was it. That was all the practical set there was.
Yeah. And then we did it several times since we didn't know what the character was. What was Ghetto Stacy like? You did some Ghetto Stacy.
Ghetto Stacy was like, shoot, you know the princess be like tripping because she'd be all after your boyfriend and shit. Okay. It didn't make any sense. I did it differently every time. Yeah. There was a really hard valley. There was kind of like this gangsta Stacy that made no sense. And honestly, the character was literally created from the editing. Yeah. And what you see is the best of all the takes, and it just kind of morphed into this deep valley with like a little bit ghetto kind of Van Nuys chick. I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, the pseudo ghetto white girl thing going on. And so I cut it together and I showed it to you. And what was your reaction when I first showed it?
I hated it. Yeah. I honestly thought it was atrocious. I thought it was a train wreck. I didn't want to see it. I was just appalled. I didn't know what it meant. I didn't understand it. I didn't know why it was funny. I was just not into it at all.
And the first person other than you that I showed it to who did not like it either. And I thought, that was Christine. Christine didn't like it.
Really?
Yeah. Christine didn't. She's like, well, you know, it's just kind of stereotypical stupid girl. I mean, what's the point of that? So you hated it and Christine hated it. And I thought, well, okay, I've made a terrible, terrible thing. So we'll just put this one away and we'll move on to the next thing.
And it went in a box somewhere, right?
Yeah, well, I submitted it to a couple of websites and didn't hear anything back. And
this was back really when the online movie websites were sort of starting to come to life.
Adam Films and iFilm.
Right.
We ran on iFilm for a year, and then by a story that I don't even have time to tell, ended up in Adam Films. And then it became a whole other thing all of a sudden.
And here we are.
And that's it.
That's our story.
That's it.
This is my first commentary.
It's Amy's first commentary, ladies and gentlemen.
I heard there was a demand, so... I'm acquiescing it.
I'm tired of getting the emails going, why doesn't Amy do commentary?
Anyway, that's the last time we're going to tell the story, folks. Yeah. So next time you ask, you're going to be sent a link.
You can just listen to this. And we're going to just roll right into Pink Five Strikes Back, which is at least longer, so we have more time to talk about
Let's do it.
Let's do that.
Roll that Pink Five Strikes Back.
So come with us now, won't you?
Meet me over at camera 3.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks, Amy. And now here's Bill with the weather.
Who's Bill?
He's the weather guy.
Oh.
There you go, man.
It's pretty easy.
Yeah.